Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman. And as you know, we're in an unprecedented time here. And there is no better time to have Earth Wisdom and Circles be something that we're very conscious of the earth, conscious of our relationship to the earth, to glean wisdom and to learn how to use wisdom, and then have circles of wise and intelligent and thoughtful people to come together. So I'm really delighted to have my guest on the show today, Coco Newton, who is the owner of Lifetime Nutrition. And Coco is an expert in functional medical nutrition therapy, and which is used to prevent and treat chronic illnesses and various syndromes. The list of her accomplishments is miles long, so rather than go into that, we're just going to start speaking right away. Welcome to the show, Coco.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm really delighted, and I want to thank you for all that you have done for so many years. I mean, I think I've known you pretty darn close to 20 years already. It's hard to believe, but...
That's true.
and the work that you have tried to help people understand is their nutrition is immediately tied to their immune system, and their immune system is immediately tied to their health. And before, people really didn't understand that. And I think now they're very clearly understanding that. So tell us about what you do and how you see nutrition as such an important part of how we need to go forward in our lives.
Yes. Well, I think that people have looked at nutrition in the past as one of those things that they could incorporate when they get the time, or if the need comes up, or someone talks them into it. It's been, for many, a lifestyle that they've adopted, and for others, it's one they think about more on the periphery. And but this COVID-19 issue, with the immune system being clearly front and center, now people are looking at what they can do to protect themselves from the inside. I mean, we know that people are going full bore to protect themselves from the outside. They're, you know, masks, gloves, sanitizers, goggles, changing clothes, washing hands, social distancing, and all of that. But what happens from the inside is equally as important. And we have to build up defenses on the inside by strengthening our immune system. And actually, our immune system is more related to our lifestyle than our genetics. So what that tells us is that there's a lot that we can do to support our immune system. And you'll even see mainstream physicians now talking about eating a healthy diet. And that, you know, that can have a big meaning depending upon how you define healthy. But you'll see a lot of plant-based recommendations for all the phytonutrients, of which there are thousands of phytonutrients in plants that exist in the skin, the color, the fiber of the plant, and that have major roles in protecting our immune system and quieting down inflammation and sending the proper signals from cells to cells to support the immune system and decrease inflammation. So there's a lot that people can do. And now you're hearing terms like, you know, antioxidants. You're hearing that a lot. You're hearing terms like oxidative stress or cytokine storm, inflammation, inflammasome. And it's so interesting that people now are really looking for ways to increase their immunity, not just protect themselves from other people. And so one of the interesting things just in the marketplace is that, you know, all the photos we saw in the beginning when they showed people at the stores filling up their baskets,
yes,
grocery baskets.
Yes.
And we saw lots of toilet paper. We saw pop. We saw canned foods, frozen foods, and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We didn't really see grocery carts filled with fruits and vegetables.
No.
So but when people think, oh my gosh, there's a pandemic coming, I need to stock up, they think of stocking up more on processed foods than they do healthy foods.
That's right.
But I think that now that more news is coming out about the importance of nutrition, and we're seeing definitely a skyrocketing increase in supplement sales. I mean, zinc has gone up 255% in sales. Vitamin C has gone up incredibly. Elderberry, 415%. And so people are looking at what they can buy and take, but they also need to be looking at what they eat, which is providing more information to their cells than anything else they do. Because you can't supplement a bad diet.
Right.
They have to work in concert.
It's like people have the mindset, and you know, it's really not to blame people, because it's part of education. And education is so essential right now. But the good thing, I think, Coco, is people get to kind of revamp their education in terms of what does it mean to be a healthy person? What does it mean to be a successful person? What does it mean to be in touch with the earth? And like you're saying, you could have you could have a beautiful car, but if you have four flat tires, it doesn't get you anywhere. You know, so you can have the fanciest pinstripe and colors going, but if you don't have anything that's moving you, you're not going to go anywhere. So what would you suggest for people that are kind of really novices, completely novices, about how do you build your health from the inside out? What would you suggest that people start with?
Okay, I really feel people have to start with food, because and you have to look at the food you eat as what supports your health and the intention for your health. So if you could realize that when you eat colorful fruits and vegetables, and think the rainbow, all the colors of the rainbow, and also white, which isn't on the rainbow, but there are white veggies like mushrooms and cauliflower that are excellent. Realize that these foods are in the constituency of the natural complement of nutrients and phytonutrients and vitamins and minerals that support each other. And they promote anti-inflammation, they promote antioxidants, they support the immune response, and they also support the gut microbiome, which I'll talk about if you want to know more
about
that.
Absolutely.
And so when you think of eating a wide variety of foods, you are supporting your gut. Now, don't just look at the gut as, oh, I'm supporting my digestion and my elimination. No, you're supporting two-thirds of the immune system in your entire body. The gut is the most powerful organ for modulating immunity throughout the body. And so what you eat not only contains nutrients that are helpful in combating viruses and bacteria and supporting the immune system, but also they work through your gut. So you want to eat beneficial foods that benefit the bacteria that support the gut function and immunity. So things like yogurt and kefir and fermented foods like kimchi, miso, sauerkraut, and other fermented vegetables all support the immune system of the gut, which then supports the immune system of the entire system. And
so it's
I would
an immune.
Tell people,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So the immunity of your body is modulated primarily through your gut. So the health of your gut is a deciding factor in a person's immune system. So if a person's gut is constantly inflamed, you know, very irregular stools and pain and gas and disturbances in elimination and so forth, that is telling us that inside there is inflammation, that inside you there's an immune system dysregulation. And so taking care of the gut is extremely important. And that's why you see, you know, there's increased recommendations for probiotics now. People are getting more interested in probiotics because doctors are finding and research is finding how much that influences the immune system of the total body. So, and then, you know, and then you think of what is what do we do when we're self-soothing? What does society generally do? We take to sugar and junk food. We consider that reward food or comforting food. And we're in a really stressful time, and people's lifestyles are upended. They're at home. What's at home all the time? The refrigerator, the cabinets. There's such a change in schedule and expectations of the day. And food can become a stress release, and the wrong foods. And so sugar, I would say, more than anything, keeping away from processed foods and sugar-laden foods, because that will disturb the immune response. It actually suppresses the immune system. And it also, we know, it increases anxiety and disrupts blood sugar regulation and disturbs sleep and so forth. But we know there's scientific studies that show that the equivalent of two sodas that contain anywhere from 75 to 100 grams of sugar can hinder the immune function for hours after eating it. And sugar affects how white blood cells are able to attack bacteria.
So Coco, would honey be also considered something that you should avoid, or is honey something that you should take or use?
So honey as a little accent to something that's in context of a very phytonutrient and nutritionally rich diet, no big deal. Okay. But honey used as a crutch in some way, like I think I'll take a teaspoon of honey here now, here later, here again, and that's using it like sugar.
Okay.
And so basically it's pretty much going to have the same effect on the body, except you get some minerals with it. You get some immune factors with it. But I wouldn't use it in any other way than as an accent to something.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So when someone is starting, let's say they have been, and thank you for your description, as let's say somebody is used to having a lot of carryout foods because they have a very active business life or whatever, and now they're confronted with learning probably for the first time how to really eat healthily. And so many people right now, and at least in our area, you know, people are thinking about starting gardens and that kind of thing, which really helps to educate them about their food. What would you recommend that people start with, like in a garden, so that they can really begin to have a relationship of understanding, you know, what is the best thing to grow and then what is the best thing to consume? And you really get a joyful experience from that when you start doing that.
Well, I think because of our access to so many wonderful resources online, the ability to plant a garden, starting in your home, starting in your window, if it's still cold out, near a warm spot in your house, even just starting seeds right now would be a great thing. And then moving them outdoors when you're ready.
Yes.
But it's also talk about empowerment. That is empowering. And I think growing our own food is something, especially during this, food scarcity for some people, and for others, more the perception and fear of food scarcity. And
yes,
has people thinking, well, what can I do to support myself and empower myself, my family, and even my community, share it, you know, have people kind of coming in and growing things together to conserve some resources or pool some resources. So that in and of itself is taking control over a situation that many people feel out of control with food.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then when you think about recipes, well, recipes now, you can find a recipe for anything, and you can start learning on your own in the privacy of your own kitchen, experimenting with recipes, using this time to become more learned in the area of food and cooking without feeling embarrassed or on stage or any kind of performance pressure. So I feel that when we garden, when we even just start with planting seeds, or we buy a plant at the store and watch it continue to grow, we're beginning to empower ourselves with feeding ourselves. And I think we've given a lot of our power away to restaurants, takeout, delivery to feed us. And that is a very, it can be delightful, but it, if it becomes a pattern, it becomes an unconscious choice of just always eating out. It's almost like a reflex. Of course we eat out, of course we take out. I really think that people can use their time now to try different recipes, to see what works, what doesn't, start to identify themselves as having a command center in their own kitchen for their own health, and showing that example to especially their children, because children imitate what their rest of their family's doing, their parents, and this way you can start modeling taking care of yourself through food. And different recipes can be tried. There doesn't have to be performance anxiety. It's not like you're entertaining these days. So it's a time to experiment, see what works, what doesn't work, and start to identify yourself as someone that identifies with the kitchen, with food, with cooking, with preparation and serving food, because there's all those stages in it. And I feel like this time can be a good time to come back to food.
Yes.
And then being open to, like, maybe, I mean, picking different colors of foods, you know, like, okay, I'm going to focus on red foods for now. Well, what's red? Cherries, beets, tomatoes, you know, red peppers, or getting to know foods by color could be one way too. Purple foods, you know, grapes and plums and purple potatoes and eggplant, and coming up with different ways of introducing variety, and in a non-judgmental way.
I love that. So I just want to reintroduce my guest is Coco Newton, and Coco is widely known as an expert in functional medicine, and has served on the Institute of Functional Medicine's Nutritional Advisory Board. She has been a part of the Michigan Board of Dietetics and Nutrition, and she's also authored many articles and chapters, and one in particular is related to ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and how integrative medicine, integrative and functional medicine nutrition can help. So something as devastating as ALS, you know, something that literally decimates the body, how do, you know, this is how important that we have an understanding that this can maybe not do a complete turnaround, but help somebody's body start to recover in one way or another. So I want to thank you for all that. And Coco's website is www.coconewton.com. And Coco, would tell me, what are some of the questions that people are asking you most specifically? Are you getting questions from other nutritionists, from physicians, from healthcare workers, or from the general public mostly?
So the questions mostly come from patients for me. Mm-hmm. And because I do take care of a very vulnerable population, and the primary cause of death for somebody with ALS is either malnutrition or pneumonia. So the lungs are the most vulnerable organ in the body for somebody with ALS. So you better believe that I'm all, you know, on high alert for any respiratory issues. So this COVID-19 comes as a kind of an acute scare for people that have ALS.
So what are some of the nutritional things?
I get asked about supplements. Yeah,
okay.
Supplements. So yeah, I get asked mostly about supplements because people want something to take, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the ones that come up the most, that are discussed in the science the most, are vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and elderberry. Now, also, you'll hear people talking about quercetin and curcumin, melatonin. But so these supplements, I think we're going to be learning a tremendous amount about how they affect people with COVID-19 in retrospect. We're not going to know now. And but all of these supplements have a definite role in supporting the immune system. So you can't make any claims about any single ingredient or combination of ingredients for COVID-19.
Right.
But there's sufficient research on the role of some of these supplements in protecting the immune system.
Mm.
And in India, for example, the public health department in one of the states in India, you know, they have a diet that they've put out as a public health message to support immunity with COVID-19.
Really?
And it includes, yes. So it includes hot water and lemon because that supports the digestion and the beginning of the liver, because the liver's health is also incredibly important to total body health. And they advocate for cumin, figs, dates, green tea, mint, ginger, cardamom, cloves, cinnamon, lemon, garlic, onion, and amla berry, Indian gooseberry. So I thought, you know, when I read that, I thought that's really good. It's an Ayurvedic approach to a public health message for COVID-19. So we, you know, and research is being done right now that vitamin D, on vitamin D reducing the risk of influenza and COVID-19.
Wow.
You know, vitamin C, there's a vitamin C trial in clinical trial in Wuhan. And because it's related to the severity and the risk of influenza infections, and it's a major antioxidant. So this vitamin C might be playing many roles in reducing the risk and the severity of COVID-19, but we don't know yet. But there are clinical trials in China going on, and there are some key hospitals in the United States that are already putting intravenous vitamin C, I should add, into their COVID-19 protocols.
So, Coco, have you thought about doing any blogs or any video blogs so that you could just, like, coach people online, or put little things on Facebook or somewhere so people can start to learn this? I think that so many people are kind of they're kind of frozen because they don't know exactly what to do, but they know they need to do something. Have you thought of that?
You know, I have, to be honest, I haven't thought of doing that specifically for this. But thank you for the thank you for the idea.
Well, my dear, it was a little bit of an intuitive flash,
you know,
for you.
Okay. I should tell you that, you know, there are some good resources, but you have to kind of search for them. And you have to be careful of people who pose as experts.
Yes.
Or get too far down a rabbit hole of what a supplement can do, and then misinformation.
Yeah.
And it may not be bad information, but it could be exaggerated. And I always pull back from ever wanting to be in that category of exaggerating anything. But I do feel that there is some good information out there, but
You're an expert.
I just haven't.
So I think coming from an expert, at least giving tidbits of information that would be of value to people, you know, I think that would be incredibly important and uplifting to a lot of people, because, you know, you're a woman of such integrity, and, you know, and you've worked tirelessly, and you've lived this, you know, you've lived this lifestyle. So that makes all the difference in the world, you know. So I would say, I'm going to strongly suggest that for you, my dear. I'd be certainly subscribing to it. So we just have about a minute left, Coco. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you, or any special advice that you'd like to give in this last minute?
Well, my website is coconewton.com. Mm-hmm. And then you can contact me through the website. So that's the best way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you be willing to be on the show again? I'd love to have you on to, you know, especially as the growing season starts happening, and, you know, helping people learn how to bring the joy back into living, not making eating and cooking and growing a chore, but actually a joy, because they see their own life blossom as they start to feel well. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I think that's themselves so, so important. And it's right there for the taking. That's what's so awesome about it.
That's right.
But there is
right.
a fear factor. And so the fear factor or the sense of the unknown around food and cooking in the kitchen and gadgets and so forth, I think that is something that can be learned and learned with joy.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time today, Coco, to be with us on the show. Again, my guest is Coco Newton. She is brilliant in terms of functional nutritional therapy to help to rebuild your body, to help support your body, to keep it as healthy as possible for as long as possible. And she's a living example of making sure that you do what you should do and your life can be all that you want it to be. So thank you so much for being on the show. It's up to us to begin to change the way we see ourselves so that we can bring earth, wisdom, and circles back to where it should be, front and center. Thank you so much, Coco.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.